Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletail from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. We're coming to you today from Orlando and the SCCE Higher Education Conference and the HCCA Research Compliance Conference. I'm joined today by Joseph Agins. Joseph is a compliance officer with Sam Houston State University in Texas. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Sure. Happy to be here. Great conference. Enjoying it so far and looking forward to today.
Excellent.
The rest of the day.
Excellent. So we're going to talk about your subject here that you're going to be addressing, which is compliance by walking around. Now, it seems obvious what compliance by walking around is, but just to make sure, what do you specifically mean when you talk about that?
Well, it's a good question. I think and it can be compliance by walking around or compliance by wandering around, either one. And of course, I think, as you probably know, and most people listening to this will assume or get that this is kind of a riff on the management philosophy of management by walking around. So which was a very popular and successful philosophy, you know, when it came on the scene, mainly popularized by Hewlett-Packard. Obviously there was books written about it and a lot of other organizations and institutions taking on that philosophy, and it's still in use today. Maybe not quite as popular as it once was, but certainly very popular. So, but really, you know, I think it's most easily said by getting out from behind your desk, getting out there among the people, wandering around or walking around, meeting with employees, meeting, you know, if you're a compliance officer, meeting with your compliance partners, those out in the field that you work with, so that you can get a better idea of what they're doing. They can get a better idea of what you're doing. You're able to have the opportunity to kind of state the value proposition for compliance, as I like to call it. So letting them know kind of the WIFM or the what's in it for me and why compliance is important. But at the end of the day, it's really about relationships. And so compliance by wandering around is kind of my riff on this. Again, ultimately, how to create relationships. And because I think without them, you really don't have a compliance program, or your compliance program success will be limited.
Yeah, and I should acknowledge that your title was by wandering around, not walking around. But, you know, I know there's much more of a strategy to the wandering than the word wandering would apply. How do you determine where to go and whom to approach as you are making your way around campus or an organization?
Well, there certainly is, you know, more of a strategy than it would imply. As I said, you know, mainly you're wanting to get out there. I think a lot of compliance programs have certainly issues with exposure. So I talked a little earlier, but about employees understanding what compliance truly does and what the value proposition there, how it applies to them, to their success, to the success of their role, their department, ultimately to the institution. So getting out there and meeting those partners. There's also some perceptions in our industry, as I'm sure you're aware, and as compliance officers, I think, can attest, that they may or may not realize this, but I think most of us understand that oftentimes we're not the most popular people on campus or in the organization. I think people aren't necessarily excited when they see our names popping up on their phone as the compliance guy or the compliance gal. You know, sometimes they can be absolutely, you know, just afraid of the compliance office or the officers. But I think most of us in the compliance role are really not that way. We're not scary people. We're not mean people. We're not trying to do these things. But that perception is there, and we have to realize that. And one of the ways to break that down is to get out there and meet people. And so really getting out from behind your desk, going to meet those stakeholders that you have throughout your organization, your compliance partners, and a couple of things, and meeting with them, certainly, you know, and then listening to them, being able to provide, to learn about what they do, and listening, truly listening, and then understanding what they do, and then being able to provide assistance and to have discussions with them, and to meet them and understand their roles and have them understand our roles. And ultimately, I think we'll get better results. They're going to be more comfortable coming to us with issues. So there is a specific strategy involved to this. It's not just certainly wandering around. There is a strategy, and it's not rocket science. It's a simple strategy, but it does require getting out from behind the desk and getting out there and meeting people.
Yeah, and letting them understand you're human and shouldn't be as afraid. I did a podcast a while ago with someone who made the move from internal audit into compliance. And as he said, one of the biggest shocks was when you're an internal audit and you knock on someone's door, they sort of look at you, you know, like, well, what do you hear? What do you need? Versus with compliance, he said suddenly the people were looking for the exits, which is not what he expected, and certainly wanted to disabuse them of the notion that they should flee. Now, when you're wandering around the offices, in addition to, you know, finding people you want to talk to, what should a compliance officer be looking for? Because I would imagine there's a lot of things you can pick up as you walk around the buildings.
Well, and I think, you know, in my version or what I like to think of compliance by walking around is we're not necessarily out there looking for issues per se or doing audits or trying. I think in many ways that's exactly what we're not trying to do, and we don't necessarily want it to be that, like us as compliance officers coming to check up on somebody or to look in there, because I think that does play into the perception and they think that's the only reason that we're there. And I think, you know, that may be the reason that we're called, but in general, I think we're really there to offer assistance. We're there to learn and listen, I guess I should say, first of all. And I really want to stress listen, because I think everybody thinks they're a good listener, but I think most people aren't. And so we truly have to listen. People want to be heard. We're trying to build a relationship. And by doing that and showing respect and truly listening, that's going to be how we're going to help foster and build that relationship. So we have to be there to truly listen and learn. And employees appreciate that, or other stakeholders, I should say, and partners. But we want to be able to do that. We also want to be, there's no better time. It's not just about compliance. It's also about the ethics aspect. And it's about the, you know, being able to demonstrate the values in person. And so, you know, that's hard to do over the phone or over the email or things like that. And employees don't, you know, like it or not, we talk about codes of conduct and all these things, but really employees don't look to a slogan or to a code in order to, you know, how they're going to act in the organization. They really look to others and look to leadership. And so this is a perfect time for us as compliance officers to be there in person and to demonstrate literally in person our values and how we carry ourselves. So listening and then being able to provide on-the-spot assistance, hopefully. They're going to have questions. They're going to have concerns. They're going to have issues. And hopefully we are there in person to be able to provide that assistance. Or if we can't, we're going to be able to get back with them. But certainly, I think we're going to hear of more issues when we're there in person. They're going to be more comfortable, especially after they get to know us. I know that you do. I think the bane of your existence in many ways is doing trainings or helping others facilitate trainings or putting on conferences like this that do trainings. But when you're internal to an organization, and you may have some experience with this or not, I can't tell you how many times I've done a compliance training in a different shop or, you know, department in an organization, and afterwards somebody comes up and talks to me and says, "Hey, by the way, I have an issue here. You know, I'd like to discuss with you." Once they see me and they learn about me and they understand me, I never would have got that phone call. For whatever reason, they wouldn't have called and reached out to me. So it kind of goes into my, if you're going to sit behind your desk and wait for compliance issues to come to you, you know, you're going to be waiting a long time, and you're only going to get a few of the many issues that are out there. And so I think the more that we're out there engaging with people, the more trust we build, the more issues they're going to bring to our attention, the better it off is, you know, for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you've talked about a lot of the personal, the trust issues and getting to know people. How do you break the ice and encourage people to start talking to you?
It's a good question, you know, and I think we have to be the ones. I think the way we do it is reaching out first, you know, and kind of going back to what I said, making sure that people understand that we're coming to them as a partner. We're coming to them to learn. We're coming to them to listen. We're coming to them to help, you know, forge a relationship. And so making sure that when we call them and say, you know, hey, Adam, it's Joe Akins, a compliance officer. I'm coming down to see you, you know, or whatever. I want to set up a meeting. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be something like that, because that's, again, that's what people, there's this underlying fear that something's gone wrong in your shop or with one of your employees, or there's some sort of an issue and it's going to be some sort of a hassle or pain in the neck. That's the reason I'm calling. So I think the first issue right out of the gate is we have to dispel that. We have to make sure that they know that I'm just coming to introduce myself. I want to learn about you. I want to learn about your role. I want to learn about what you do every day. I want to understand it. And then, and I want to understand what sort of compliance challenges and things, you know, you might have. And then I want to help you and be a partner in every sense of the word to try and figure out any solutions and come up with solutions so that we can, you know, for the better of all of us. And, you know, and so this is truly a partnership in every sense of the word. And really, I'm there as a partner to create and to help facilitate solutions and to help you succeed or help your department succeed or help the institution. In higher education, obviously, it's all about the students at the end of the day. And so and compliance has a big role in that. So I think as far as breaking the ice, you know, it's kind of my long-winded example or answer. But I think we have to do the reaching out. And we do that, and when we do that, I think we need to do so carefully and make sure that they understand right off the bat that this is not some sort of an audit or a problem, that we're really wanting to reach out and meet with them and, you know, understand what they do and see how we can help. And by doing that, you know, that's going to open a door, that's going to create an opportunity for me to sit down face to face and meet with them. And I think after they, after we have this meeting, or maybe sometimes it takes a couple meetings or whatever, but that ice is going to be broken, they're going to learn that I'm going to help them to succeed, and they're going to be much more willing to bring concerns to me if they have them now, or if they have them in the future, they're going to bring concerns to me that we never would have received before.
Before you head back to sessions, let me ask this. As you go out, as you go and meet with people informally, somewhat formally in the halls, you collect a lot of information from them, whether it's concerns they express or plans that they're having for the future. What's the best way to take that information and put it to best use?
It's an interesting question, and I think I'm not sure what the best way is to do it, but certain what I will say is that we need to do something with the information. Certainly if it's a concern or whatever it is, the worst thing we can do and the biggest and easiest way to destroy relationships is to take information in and then not do anything with it. And so I think the key and the most important thing is to make sure that we are collecting that information, that we're recording it accurately, you know, that we understand what the concern, if it can, kind of going back to a concern, but whatever the issue is or a question, but making sure that we understand what those questions or concerns or issues are, that we fully understand them, and that we go back and we either are able to provide assistance again on the spot, or that we are able to go back but ultimately get back to the employee and to work with them. And what we don't want to do is shoot ourselves in the foot, you know, and somehow destroy, you know, try and start a relationship and then start off by not committing to what we say we're going to do. So I think that's critical.
And I think it makes your point earlier about the importance of listening. It's a great way to show people by getting back to them that you actually listen to what they have to say and that they would be listened to. Well, Joe, thanks for sharing this insight with us in the podcast, for speaking on this topic here at the conference. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA saying, I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspective.